Bubbler, that's B-U-B-B-L-R, is another tool in the PimPamPum database. You might recall from the Booker tool that we looked at a while ago that PimPamPum uses the Flickr database of images to source material to be used in different ways. With Bubbler, the idea is you create a comic strip of images, each image pulled from the Flickr database, and onto each image you can superimpose a bubble, a thought bubble, a speech bubble, or just a plain text bubble. So, for example, in English you might be wanting to create a visual narrative for a poem that you're studying. For each line of the poem you might pick a significant word and use that word as a search term. And then Bubbler will search through all the images tagged with that particular word and return your sequence of thumbnails. And from those thumbnails, you can choose the particular image that you think best suits or illustrates that line in the poem. And then you may want to just type the line of the poem into a thought or speech bubble and add it to the image. And gradually add frames until you've constructed the poem in total. If you're working in languages, you might be working on a particular theme where maybe it's the seasons. So you'd use a search term of spring or summer, search for photographs that illustrate that, choose the photograph that you want, and then add narration or speech bubbles or whatever you want, perhaps it's descriptive text, in the language that you're working in. When you've completed it, you click on the publish button, and then that sends all your work off to the Flickr Bubbler database, and then it's available for you to use in different ways. You can print it out, and it'll print it out in a comic strip format, or you can pull out the HTML embed code by choosing the blog this option, and then you can cite that comic strip that you've created in your own blog or on the school website, or you can just have a link to it, straight to it. If you're linking to it online, the finished comic strip is interactive in the sense that you can drag it left and right and work your way through it. Obviously, that's slightly better than the printed version.